Okay, Rex, thanks for your patience. Thanks for holding for me. Okay,
Yeah.
unfortunately, I was unable to reach anyone in the tech office. I did leave a message on their voicemail, and I did send out an email to the tech office asking that they have the installer contact the customer with ETA.
Okay, I want to make sure you're seeing what I'm seeing on here, Marvin. I did update the phone number. Can you tell me what phone number they'll be calling?
Is it 512-695-1893?
No, it's 512-771-9864.
Okay.
Well, I did update it on my side. I don't know.
It won't update. It won't update automatically. What's the number again?
Okay, it's 512-771-9864. 9684, I'm sorry. 9684.
Okay, so it's 512-771-9684?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll go ahead and add this because it'll take like 24 hours for it to add. But I'll go ahead and add this. That number is the primary number. Okay.
All right, and they'll be able to see the notes on this order for the rest of the order that's going to be delivered out tomorrow from XPO. So, in other words, what I'm saying is they'll be able to see this phone number change on the rest of the deliveries, right?
Yeah, because I'm
219.
I'm changing it now.
225. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. I just want to verify that. And 321. Okay.
Okay.
I will let the customer know that that you reached out, left voicemail, left email for a follow-up call.
Okay.
Keep the numbers open. Keep the phones
open.
Okay?
Okay. Okay. Once again, thank you for calling XPO, and you have a nice evening.
You too. Thanks, Marvin.
Bye-bye.